The Holy Gospel appointed for the second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter, verses 29 through 42a. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came, baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, "What are you seeking?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to listen and to acknowledge the message and proclamation by John the Baptist that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Takes away the sin of the world. Not only that, but John said, "One more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Therefore, empower us by your Holy Spirit to accept and believe that Jesus is the promised Messiah, who humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1, with special attention to the following verses. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He on whom you see the Spirit descending and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and I have borne witness that this is the Son of God." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There is no question about the fact that Jesus was now ready to become the promised Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament, especially by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 53. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. He was oppressed and afflicted. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. And yet, he did not open his mouth. Yes, Jesus was now ready to begin his 3-year public and messianic ministry as the Messiah, the Savior. As he was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River and anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The time had finally come to fulfill the promise God made to the world to you and to me. In John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. As a matter of fact, according to tradition, from the age of 12, when Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem, until the age of 30, it's reported that Jesus lived with his parents, Mary and Joseph, in Nazareth of Galilee. But once Jesus reached the age of 30, he left home because John the Baptist began to announce and to proclaim Jesus to be the one chosen by God, the Messiah. Even though at first everyone thought that John the Baptist was the Messiah, because John lived in the desert, in the wilderness, until he finally appeared publicly to the people of Israel, the Jews. As a matter of fact, at first the Jews, even though they thought that John might be the Messiah, they asked, as reported in the Gospel of Luke, the people all were wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. But John said, no, I am not the Christ. I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord. As a matter of fact, even when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask John who he was, he confessed saying openly, I am not the Christ. Instead, John answered all of them saying, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Yes, until now, John was baptizing everyone with water for repentance. But once Jesus came, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The fire that they would witness later on the day of Pentecost as the Holy Spirit appeared to the disciples and all the 3,000 people gathered on that memorable day. The promise Jesus made to his own disciples before he ascended into heaven. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection. We read in our text for today that as Jesus came toward John the Baptist, John proclaimed saying, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I was talking about. After me comes a man more powerful than I, because he was before me. Yes, John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove at Jesus' baptism that we talked about last Sunday. And it remained on him throughout his 3-year public and messianic ministry as he healed the sick, as he proclaimed the gospel of the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, St. Peter makes reference to Jesus as the promised sinless Lamb of God, a Lamb without blemish or defect. The words of Martin Luther in his small catechism, in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me. A lost and condemned creature purchased and won me from all sins and from the power of the devil. And he tells us how Jesus did it, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, an innocent suffering and death. In other words, Jesus, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and as a lamb without blemish or defect, perfect, is able to obey the law perfectly in our place, something we could never do because we are poor, sinful beings, as we confess every Sunday in the act of confession and receive Christ's absolution. St. Paul makes this very clear in his letter to the Romans, the 3rd chapter. There is no difference, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Yes, Jesus as the sinless Lamb of God, without blemish or defect, takes upon the sins of the whole world, even though Jesus was innocent. Yet He became guilty for us. He didn't have to do that, but He did it for us. He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, the death of a common criminal that Jesus never was. St. Peter writes in his first letter, He, Jesus, bore our sins in His body on the tree, the cross, so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By His wounds, you have been healed. Yes, through His suffering and death on the cross, Jesus exchanged, and listen to this, His sinless life and righteousness for our sinful life and unrighteousness. Jesus, the sinless Son of God, was made to be sin, even though He didn't sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God. And all who trust in Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, their sins and their unrighteousness are not only removed and absolved, but sanctified in His holiness. Only Jesus, a sinless Son of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is able to fill the empty cup, the emptiness in our life, with the blood He shed for us on the cross on Mount Calvary. As a matter of fact, as we partake again today of the true body and blood of Jesus in the Holy Sacrament, Jesus fills our empty life. Sometimes with all the problems and trials and tribulations we experience in life, He fills our empty life with His promise of eternal life. The emptiness in our life with the love and the mercy and the compassion only Jesus can provide. The words we find in the first letter of John, the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as we place all of our faith and all of our trust in the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. May our prayer today be the words we sang shortly before in the hymn of the day, just as I am, without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou bidst me come to Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. And that's what we're going to do when we come to the sacrament. We kneel and receive the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, His true body, His true blood, for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Yes, as we approach the table of the Lord today, we are reminded that we are poor, sinful beings in need of Christ's love and forgiveness. That's why we come to church. We need to hear the good news of Jesus. With all that stuff that's going on, that garbage that's going out in the world today, we need to find peace here in Christ's church. Lord, I believe Your precious blood, which at the mercy seat of God You have for all a ransom paid, for all a full atonement made. Yes, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God bless you as you hold on to the Lamb who has given His life for you and for me. Lamb of God, just as I am, without one plea. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we hold on to the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.